Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
To Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry, and our guests will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, and the list goes on and on and on and on. If they are working professionally in show business, we are going to have them on the show to give you entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. And you can listen to any of our past shows by going to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website. Just go to channel one link and there's a drop down box. It'll appear and you just click Question Reality, and this will take you directly to our archive page. And our shows are also available to listen to or download on iTunes under the podcast section and also on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites and type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to find out about our future guest, you have to go to another website, which is our official website, questionrealityradioshow.com. And we are currently booking for the new season. Now, keep in mind, we are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. So if you want to be on the show and you work professionally in the entertainment industry, go to our website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and submit. And we will take you under consideration. I also encourage you to download our new free app for your Android or iPhone. And that way you can listen to all of our other exciting and informative shows. So just go again to latalkradio.com and you want to scroll towards the bottom. I believe we have an all new website, all new app. So I think it's still at the bottom, but you can check and see it's on there somewhere. Now, first, I want to say Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. It is that time of year. Well, there you go. I think we should have had some reindeer or some sort of bells instead of the gong, right? We have our standard gong. But we just had our Christmas party last night at Tam O'Shanter. It was fantastic. It was so much fun. I'm going to be posting the pictures. And also, I wanted to do a special shout out to, we went to the Jim Brickman concert. You know, he wrote that famous song, The Gift. And we went to the concert last week. And what was the name of that? The choir, the sound effects choir, this high school choir. Oh my gosh, they were so fantastic and incredible. So I highly recommend you check them out. They were really, really good. I think they're probably all over YouTube by now with Jim Brickman. So please check that out. Now, as always, you know our guests are so exciting and fantastic and incredible on this show. It's the only show in town as far as I'm concerned. We have the cast and crew of As Evil Does. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Sound effects. We love that. We got to get new ones. We have Yolanda Bugs, Andretta Hamilton, Bill Cobbs, Dorian Missick, Toy Juan, Shannon. I hope I got that right. And this is the dream team behind the mystery suspense thriller feature that's coming out in 2016. And just to tell you a little bit about it, when a Christian and an atheist meet, all hell breaks loose. That's basically what's going to happen. So they have these two saints, witnesses, evangelists, seemingly on a friendly pursuit of conversation about religion and God, and they come upon a staunch atheist, which I've recently converted to just a couple years ago. But I'm not staunch yet, just atheist. I don't know how I'm going to get staunch or not, but and the existence of God takes a dark, sinister turn for the worse, and all hell breaks loose, resulting in beastly survival instincts. Ooh, I like that. That sounds kinky. Beastly survival instincts against supernatural forces. There's mayhem and heinous torture. Who the hell doesn't like mayhem and heinous torture? I know I do. Especially on Friday nights at midnight. I love it. So you're going to get that. And we're excited about that film coming out. So welcome, Yolanda Boggs, writer and director of As Evil Does.
Hi. Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you for having us on. We really appreciate it.
You are welcome. How often do you get an applause track? Your very own applause track, my God.
Hey.
And we have Toy Juan. Did I say that right?
It's close. It's Toy Juan.
Toy Juan. It's like I'm retarded. The man has told me his name like 20 times, and I still can't pronounce it. If it even remotely sounds French, I don't know. I can't do it. It just doesn't come naturally. Anyway, he is the editor on As Evil Does, and we also have in the studio the one, the only, come closer to the microphone. Don't hide over there, Andretta. Andretta Hamilton. You're getting applause. You can't hear it because you don't have your earphones on, but you're getting applause right now. Okay, we're done.
Hi, Priscilla. Thanks for having us.
You are welcome. Looking fantastic. Rocking the hair today. Yeah. Rocking it good. And, of course, we have my lovely husband, Albert Baiko, who is working the board. You get applause, too. Oh, you got a gong. We also have the one and the only legendary actor in the business, Mr. Bill Cobbs, who is...
Happy holidays, everyone.
Who is joining us remotely, and also the hot, sexy supernatural force, if I may say so myself, Mr. Dorian Missick.
Hello.
Yeah. So Dorian and Bill are, again, they're joining us remotely. Now, Dorian, let's start with you real quick because you're in New York. What the heck is happening in New York?
It's my hometown. I had to come home.
Oh.
The holiday is right around the corner. And, I've relocated for a little while.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were on shooting a film on location. I did not know that. But, hey, I'm a neighbor. I'm from Connecticut. So, woot, woot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Bill is calling us from the lovely, luxurious home, probably with his feet up, some cocktails. God knows what's going over there with Bill Cobbs. But we want to thank you, too, for being with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. Now, let's start with Miss Yolanda Boggs. Now, Yolanda, let me just tell you a little bit about her. She began her film education at New York University in their intensive film workshop, and she then attended graduate school at the prestigious AFI, American Film Institute, where she received her MFA in screenwriting. And when she graduated from AMI, she started working as a WGA writer trainee and on that syndicated, one of our favorite shows, syndicated sitcom now, The Parkers. And Yolanda has worked as an in-house producer for Rushon McDonald. Probably messed that name up too. It might be Rushion, not sure. And Steve Harvey. Oh, I love Steve Harvey. He's so luscious. Steve Harvey at their production company, New Op Inc. And Yolanda line produced the second, third, and fourth annual Hoodie Awards, which was a live multi-camera celebrity award show. And then she also did that later at MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And then Yolanda, my God, as if that wasn't impressive, she just spent time working on a number of reality television shows like for the WB, BET, TV One, and Edmunds Entertainment. And Yolanda was a co-producer and director on the original web series, The Poonanny Diaries, where she was honored in the 2011 LA Web Fest with an Outstanding Directing in a Dramedy Series Award. And she has this cool name for her production company because her name is Yolanda Bugs. Bugsy Productions. How cool is that? I love that. See, if we had Albert over here, we'd get a gong. We'd get an effect. We don't have it. Darn it. But that deserves an effect. And Yolanda has created and executive produced a web series entitled Cape Justice, which I had the good fortune of doing something for, a little something here and there. It was a lot of fun. I think I got the damn money machine.
Yeah.
Got something.
Well, you were actually a producer on that.
That's right. I completely forgot.
You're shortchanging yourself. Priscilla, what's up?
I thought, oh, this is the money machine. Thank you. And she was honored with an Outstanding Producing in a Reality Series Award in 2013 for the LA Web Fest. And Yolanda's currently in post-production on this film that we're going to talk about today, As Evil Does.
Ooh.
Oh, see, you got to do sound effects for us now. Albert is not available. He should be taking pictures and video. He's cruising Facebook right now, looking or looking at some porn over there. I don't know what's going on. So let me ask you, what do you, you're the writer and director on this, what do you hope the overall message to audiences will be for this film, As Evil Does?
Well, I hope that audiences will get from this, it's a story of redemption and forgiveness, I think, at its core, and just an overall understanding each other. So I think so
but
what
when you mean understanding, you're talking
just
about
understanding
atheist,
each other's
a religious
point of view
versus yeah
right. So an understanding of varying perspectives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could say it's a controversial film. It's going to be a controversial
yes,
film.
It is.
And we love that.
Right.
Who doesn't like controversial films? My goodness. And it actually expands the mind and it gets you talking.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not pulling each other's hair out and killing each other, but just talking and dialoguing about issues.
Right. So, yeah. So inside of this heinous mayhem world that you were talking about earlier is a larger issue of just kind of accepting each other's points of views and values and where each person comes from.
So because of the description, there does involve some fist fighting and beating up. There's some sort of violence going to happen as a result. So
yeah, it is an accurate statement to say all hell breaks loose in that house.
We love it. Yeah. Now, as a director, and we're going to add can I call you Toy Toy?
Call him TJ.
TJ. It's so easy. So easy.
TJ's good.
TJ. All right. So as a director, working on the final touches of the film with the editor, TJ, what do you feel you have to focus on to make the film as perfect as possible when you're working with the editor? And you can also take that after.
I would say the pacing. The pacing is important, and just, I guess, making sure that the overall flow is cohesive with the genre of it, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, you know, in the suspenseful moments, you know, being willing to slow it down and allow, you know, the audience to
allow
absorb.
The moments to happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Allow
not
the audience
so it's so
to
rushed.
Right, to absorb.
Yeah.
That tension.
Yeah.
You know?
That's kind of hard because, as a director, you see all this footage that you've shot and you think everything is like hot. It's like, oh, yeah, that shot's hot. Oh, yeah, I did it. I rocked the Casbah on that. But you can't use everything. You got to cut, right? How
true.
Do you know what you can cut and still maintain the quality of the film?
Well, we've encountered that a few times, and I'll want to shot in because I think it's cool, and then Tawan will be over here.
We'll look at it and see if it really really works,
right?
You know, so if it really advances the story and actually does what we want.
Mm.
But we did when we cover a lot, which is always good.
Yeah, it's better to have more.
But
than
yeah,
less,
to answer
right.
your question, Tawan is there to keep that balance.
Yeah,
and put me back in check when I want a shot just because I think it's
but
cool.
But I don't know how anybody can put you in check because when you want something, you're gonna get it.
Well, this you is true,
it.
Too.
You get it. And now, for those people who are listening who may not be familiar with the process that is involved in post-production, can both of you describe what your duties are in the post-production editing stage that makes it happen? Well, because you guys sealed the deal on the film, pretty much. So what we found out what you do. What are you doing while she's telling you, don't you dare cut that, you little explanation, but don't you even think about it.
I know that. Well, that happens.
Honey child.
To put it in a nut, I'm basically here to help carry out Yolanda's vision of the film. And so, you know, you go through the process of shooting and making sure that you cover everything in the script and well. And we have great actors that did that. So I'm thrilled to have what I have, you know, on my plate to see it. And so my main thing is to make sure that we carry that vision out. And so through that, you know, as the editor, we are working together. So I'm... You know,
you're more technical, like you're running the software and the equipment, and you have the knowledge to be able to execute what Yolanda wants.
Yes.
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 Technically.
And then,
right.
And then I think the director and the editor have to have a firm understanding of story, you know, and so that plays an important part because not everything that's in the script is going to end up in the film.
That's right. Those bastards have cut me out of so many scenes. I'm like, damn those editors. Damn them all. Off with their heads.
But it's usually by somebody else's direction.
That's
a
true.
Lot of times, so.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think was really cool about Chuck Lorre? He's huge in the TV business. Two and a Half Men, blah, blah, blah. There was a girl who was just a small... She had like one line. And... He felt so bad that he had to cut her part that at the end, because he's known for writing little, his thoughts of the day, he actually said to her, yes, I forced the editor to cut you out of the scene, but you did a great job. And I thought that was so cool. And then the editor tweeted, no, it was me. I actually was the one that made that decision. Chuck, but I thought it was so nice that, you know, that he did that. But it's a hard job that the editor has because you have so much footage.
Right. And it's tough because you usually start long and then you cut.
Right.
And so when you're cutting, you're trying to, you know, make sure everything's the best that you have.
Yeah.
And then some things, you know, fall a little to the wayside or whatever to kind of give over
right.
to the story.
And what you may not know is that an editor, unfortunately, it's way too late by the time the editor gets to it, but a lot of times when you're shooting something, it's the script supervisor's job to make sure things are cohesive. For example, in one shot, you'll have a full jug of milk, and then the next shot, it'll be like a quarter. And then the editor gets it. He's like, well, what can I do with that? You know, that was the opening show on Gotham. They did that. I was just, and you notice things like that. So the editor has a very hard job because there's nothing you can do if it's not done in the beginning. So now, as a filmmaker, Yolanda, what do you look for as far as inspiration to go outside the norm to do something that hasn't already been done? Because, you know, to give a unique perspective, that's hard because we've seen everything.
Yes, especially when you're talking about a one-room location kind of film that takes place in a house. And, you know, when this idea, you know, when I generated this idea, my goal was to create a film that took place in one location with minimal characters. And I spent a good year trying to come up with a concept that wasn't generic and that would take place in one location. So it took some time.
Mm.
And one day I was hiking up at Griffith Park, and, you know, usually I don't have headphones or anything. I just spend the time communing with nature and my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I just, it started with the thought of a door-to-door evangelist coming to the door, and what if he came to the door of an atheist, and they began a talk, you know, and it didn't end. It ended in which the evangelist was asked to leave the house, but he didn't leave the house. And so then I just began to build upon that.
Wow. Ooh, I like that. Now, you have some very, very talented people working. You were very fortunate to get these two gentlemen, Bill Cobbs and Dorian Missick. And now, Mr. Cobbs, if you do not know him, Bill Cobbs, let me just tell you a little bit about him. He is an American film and television actor who's been working in Hollywood over 40 years, and he has starred in over 179 television programs and movies. His most recent 2015 film production is The Ultimate Legacy, the third in a trilogy, and The Great Gilly Hopkins with, oh, I love Octavia Spencer. Oh, she is just lovely. And Nouvelle Vie. And that was directed by Drew Waters. And a particular favorite making the film festivals is Una Vida. That sounds good. That sounds like a dish, actually. Starring, and I don't know how to pronounce that. What is that? Anjouet Ellie? Mm-hmm. Okay. He's starring with her. And now it's called Of Mind and Music. And Bill took lessons to play the guitar in the film. That is what's so great about being an actor. You get to learn so many things. If you don't know how to do it, normally you have to pay a lot of money to do, learn how to sword fight or to do karate or play. And that's what's fantastic about being an actor, because everything is paid. They will pay for you to take these things. Wonderful. So you always have to have these things in your little toolbox. Now, he's worked on one of my favorite films, Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, Night of the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, Oz, The Great and Powerful, and The Muppets. And additional film projects are Star Trek Enterprise, The Morgue, Rugrats, Random Hearts, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. We love that. Hope Floats, Air Bud, Ghost of Mississippi, That Thing You Do. Oh, I love that. That had some really good music in that. Demolition Man. Oh, who didn't love that? Ooh, The Bodyguard. Oh my God, Bill was in The Bodyguard. New Jack City, Cotton Club. Lord, it goes on and on. Bill has swept the screen. So, he was also in The Sopranos, 6 Feet Under, The Drew Carey Show, and JAG. And As Evil Does will mark Bill Cobbs' executive producer credit. Well, it's about time, Bill Cobbs. What took you so long?
That's a lot of work.
I know. You're exhausted and ready to take a nap right now after hearing all the work you've done, right? You're just tired already.
I really shouldn't consider myself ready to rest right now. I really should be learning a little bit more about producing. I hope that my input has been productive, but I know there's a lot more I have to learn about it yet, and it's been a wonderful experience, and I'm very thankful to Yolanda and to the rest of the producers, so it gave me an opportunity to be a part of it.
Well, I think they're honored to have you. Yes, right, Andrada?
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes, Mr. Cobbs, it is just to have a veteran like you around us has been the blessing for us.
But Bill.
I second that.
That's right. Just walking in the room, you should have a fan blowing and music playing. Don't you think?
It depends on the music.
I think it should be a Mariah Carey moment. The wind should blow. There should be music. Oh, my goodness. Now, let me ask you, how did you get cast in the As Evil Does project?
I met Yolanda some years ago, and she had a film project that she wanted to do. And we talked about it, and considered it, and I really enjoyed the project, and I had an opportunity to see how talented she is, and a chance to see what a great person and what an energetic go-getter she is.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
is. So, I think I can say we became very good friends at that time, and so. Earlier in the year, she came up to me and said she had a project that she'd like to do, and I took a look at it, and I thought, well, what a wonderful concept. and an atheist and a Christian. That's certainly a great conflict to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really honored that she considered me for a part in it.
Now, Bill, who is your character, and the name of your character, and what does he do in this film?
Well, I'm Jeremiah in the film, which is interesting because I'm an atheist and I have a name from the Bible.
Oh, you're atheist too?
And I'm my role, my character.
Oh, your character. You not as a person. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah.
Thought I found somebody to bond with. Nobody's a damn atheist. I'm ready to be run out of this town. As soon as I tell them I'm an atheist, they come at me. They give me the look. ISIS is coming after me any second now. Go ahead, Bill. Who's your character, sweetie?
Well, anyway, my character is an actor of some note, and a rather egotistical individual, and he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God, and he has a lot of interesting points that he makes about the fables the fable nature of Bible stories and the Bible, and how the earth came into being, the whole thing about the Garden of Evil and a talking snake and whatnot.
Mm.
So Yolanda put into the script some really great arguments for me to make as an atheist, and of course Dorian had his he had plenty of ammunition too, didn't you?
Yeah. So Dorian comes to your door.
Yeah.
He's the evangelist, obviously. So Dorian comes to the door, and you two have this discussion, and it does not end well for you, does it, or does it, Bill?
Well,
they're gonna have to come to the movie for that.
Oh, we can't tell that. We can't. Well, let me ask you. Let's talk to Dorian real quick. Now, real quick, for people who don't know Dorian, he is a high-profile actor working in commercial television and film projects. And most recently, Dorian has been seen in the new smash ABC television series Better Call Saul, which I don't know. I'm so upset. I think it's. I don't know if it's been canceled, but I love the show. But I don't see it back on this. Back. Do you know anything, Dorian? You gotta give me a scoop. Is it coming back, sweetie?
Yeah, they're coming back. Second season coming soon.
Oh, good. Yay. I love it. And you were also in Southland on TNT and in the TV1 original movie, The Summoning, and also Brothers in Atlanta, which is housed at HBO. And you've got a long list of independent film credits. And you've also worked on several web series. And you were recently on the big screen in the big budget remake of Annie. Oh my God, you were so fantastic in that, weren't you? Yes, I was. I was so good. Well, let me ask you. I have this information. I'm not sure if it's completely up to date, so I apologize. But it does say here that you can currently be seen in Pete Chapman's short film Black Card, which premiered at the Los Angeles Film Festival, and you are producing that as well as starring with your wife. Actress Simone Missick,
right.
Is that right?
Correct.
Now, first of all, when I read this, I said, oh, I have to ask Dorian. I am so curious. As an actor, what is it like being married to another actor? Do you guys ever go out for the same projects? You know, I just have to get that question out real quick.
It's great. Because she and I, we live a normal life, you know, so... Mm-hmm. The acting thing is just kind of our job, and we both are each other's toughest critics, so that helps. So there's nothing anybody can say about my work that I won't already know because my wife and I have already discussed it. So that helps.
I would think
great. We strengthen each other.
Yeah, because it's hard if you're an actor and you're married to a CFO. They'll be like, "Well, what did you do all day? What? You know, where's your money? What?" you better be paying some damn bills up here. But as a, you know, a working actor, an aspiring actor even, you guys can really tune in to each other's pain and sorrow of not booking the role, or the joy of booking the role. So,
right now, we're living the joy right now.
Yeah, living the joy.
We're going to wear it.
Oh, yeah. We like the joy.
We both got TV shows, so, you know, that's very rare in
household. Oh, are you?
We're both the stars of our own show.
Oh, fantastic. So you're both right now currently on television shows? Oh, tell us about it. Oh, my gosh, I don't have that information, Dorian. What are you and Simone on right now? What are the names of the shows?
Well, I got a new series coming out on BET, starring myself and Brandy. Premieres January 5th, called Zoe Ever After. So, like I said, she and I, we play opposite each other in that. And my wife is going to be on the new Netflix series, Luke Cage, the new superhero series.
Oh, when's that come out, the Netflix one?
That comes out next year.
Oh, yeah, because they always shoot and then it comes out. Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, Dee.
Yeah.
That's so awesome, man.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Wow. You are paying the bills and able to get some medical insurance up in there, right?
indeed.
You meant that damn SAG after $5,000 a month for sure, because, you know, they ain't giving you anything and you don't make some money. Now, I understand that you met Yolanda. I was going to ask you how you got involved with the project, but I understand that you worked with Yolanda on the Punani Diaries a while back. Is that how you obviously met her, or how did you get involved?
No. She and I go back even further than
really? Oh, okay.
I've known Yolanda since I was a teenager.
We met in Atlanta. Probably 94.
94. So obviously you were the first choice for the character.
He was an actor in one of the first things I ever directed.
Ah, that's how it came to be. Mm-hmm. Now, Dorian, who is your character in As Evil Does? And tell us a little bit about your feelings on the role.
Okay. Well, I play a character named Dominic, and he's a evangelist of sorts. And he goes out, you know, on a date, as oftentimes a lot of the door-to-door evangelists do, go out and witness the word to random strangers. And I show up at Jeremiah's house, and it turns out that we have a lot more to talk about than just the Bible.
What?
That's a good way to put it, Dorian.
I
thought you were about to give up some stuff.
Yeah,
no, I was about to hop on that plane to New York.
Wow, I like it. Well, what do you feel that audiences will enjoy most about this film?
The twist and turns, I think, that the story takes, and just when you think you're going to be able to predict what's going to happen next, you kind of take you on a different twist. So that's what makes this genre of film so exciting, is that people sit down watching a movie like this knowing that you're going to go on a ride, and it's just about where is the ride going to take you. So when people are trying to guess what's going to happen next, when we go in a different direction and hopefully our performances don't lead you down the wrong road, I think people will really enjoy it. You know, they get excited about it.
Well,
and I think something else too, if I may interject this, you have a film in a thriller genre that is something that could possibly happen, and I like that about it. I like the fact that the story that's being told here is not just make believe, or it's not just ghouls and goblins, but it's something that can really happen in real life. And I think there's some lessons to be learned. I think one of the biggest lessons relates to assumptions. Sometimes we assume things about one another or about circumstances that are totally wrong because of the clues we've been given. And until we have a chance to really look at the circumstances closely, we can sometimes be off on be totally misled and totally react to something in the wrong way.
Absolutely. People look at me and they think, damn, she must not know as much about something, as I do, which I was about to say, but I'm not going to say it. But yeah, you know it was something dirty.
I know.
You
it,
know I was know about was to. Yes. But I got to respect Mr. Cobbs. He probably isn't into the dirty Irish sex talk that I was about to throw on him. Well, let me ask you, Dorian. This is your first. I don't know if it's your first, but you're also becoming more active as a producer now, because I believe you feel passionate about projects and you want to get them done, and really the only way to get them done is to produce them. So you have started producing for yourself, and you are a producer on As Evil Does. And yes. Yeah, so let me ask you, how do you like the role of being a producer compared to an actor?
Well, I love the process of it, because I after you do a few films and involving some shows and things, you start to really get into the whole process of doing it, not just the acting aspect, learning the lines and showing up with the character, but just kind of putting all the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that oftentimes if there's certain people that I'd like to work with, if I, you know, I might have a script that's something I really love, and we have a director that's interested. I just like to put the pieces together and work with people that I enjoy being around.
Mm.
That doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
You know, you sometimes show up and you're working around a bunch of people that you prefer not to be around for more than 10 minutes. So when you're a producer on a project, you have a little more say in just that whole aspect of it.
I'm so glad you said that.
And a lot of times, too, as an actor, we get very disappointed in what happens to the film after we finish it. And so when you're a producer, you have a little more to do with that.
Mm. Well, I am so glad you brought that up, because that was my next question. What, as a producer, and we're about to talk to Andretta Hamilton, who's another producer on the film. What, as a producer, do you and the team of producers, and Bill, of course, executive producer, he has the big high chair, what are you guys planning on doing to make this film as successful as possible? Because, as you know, in today's medium, it has to be about promoting and networking via social media. And you need the whole team. You need the entire cast and crew to be completely involved 100% every day to do as much as they can. You know, people come and go on projects, especially if they're not working for the studio, if they're doing something for not-for-profit. How are you going to guarantee the success of As Evil Does? What's your plan as producer? It's a producer question.
That's for Andrea.
That's for you, Dorian.
Oh, for me. Oh.
Yeah, because you are now a new producer.
I didn't have that question for me.
You are. I want to hear what you're producing up. Show me some producing up stuff. What you got?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically what happens is with myself and with Bill, we both have other projects that we're doing that, you know, maybe a little bit more higher profile. And so we use that as a platform to help promote and draw attention also to this particular project, which is, you know, a project of something that we love,
right.
You know, something that comes from the heart. So we're able to kind of do that and utilize all the relationships that we have in the industry to help promote and market the film.
Yeah, you have a huge, huge social media fan base. So you are very important for the popularity of this film and the pushing forward, because your fan base, from what I understand, is huge. So I would imagine that that's going to play a large part in you helping to launch the ranking, so to speak, for this film, correct?
Indeed. Anything that we can do.
You were very... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The one thing I definitely know about, just in the little bit of promotion that or the little bit of talking that I've done with people about the project, is people are huge fans of Bill Cobbs, and they really want to see Bill in a leading position, a leading man role.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that... Just the simple fact that you're even saying that, like, people really want to see Bill. People, we as a film audience, we've kind of grown watching Bill and love watching him develop as an artist. So to have him in that front position has really been helping, you know, drawing a lot of attention to the film. And I think people are excited to see how, you know, what's going to happen with Bill in this position.
Right.
So I think with both of us and our like you said, social media outreach, people are very responsive to that on social media in particular, because they really want to see that.
You know, let me say this aside from
my age and longevity in this business, all the things you said about me are true of you. And so we have, and we have a very fine cast of players in this film, and we have a film that's I'm a novice as a producer, and we have a film where many of us are starting something new. So you say, how do we help get this thing done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're helping it right now. We're helping it by being on your show.
That's true.
And by you extending to us opportunity to make people aware of what it is we're doing, let them know that we need some money.
That's right.
Mm. And that we have all, you know, that we do have
Black
social media ways in which that money can be, you know, can be donated. It doesn't have to be monstrous amounts, but it has to be a lot of amounts, because these are, this is an expensive project, any film is.
Yeah,
right.
If I could piggyback off of that, we are in need of, you know, whatever you can contribute. You can go to our website, aseviledoesthemovie.com, and there is a
big donate button on
right,
there.
Right at the top. And basically, just to let you know what we need the money for, is visual effects, audio sweetening, and some color correction. That's where we're falling short.
Yeah.
We've gotten the movie shot. It looks good. You know, it's going to be a great film. We can see that already. But where we're going to need a little help is on those visual effects, the audio sweetening, and the color correction.
Yeah, because they've created really cool. They want to do some really cool special effects and add in some stuff that's going to just bring Bill and Dorian to make them even larger than life. They're going to make, as if it was possible to make Dorian hotter than he is. I mean, we need little cash to like pump them up like superhero hot, right? So that's
how much did I pay you for that?
Right.
Yeah, let me know what you do pay her, because I can be at least warm.
Yeah.
Whatever it is,
we do believe in payola.
Yeah, a little payola going on. You know, that's what happens at radio stations. Yolanda's going to hook me up with something, maybe a hot one of her hot guys in Atlanta. A little side action. So what is the financial goal that we hope to reach? Let's talk to the woman in charge who created the donate button, by the way, for the website, Miss Andretta Hamilton. We don't have the applause button.
Woo!
Yeah, give her a little something. Give her a little something. Yeah. Something, Andretta Hamilton. Why don't you tell us, girl? How much do we need?
Well, you know, we're in really good shape, but we want to be able to create the best possible film, and you know, and that takes time and it takes money. So, you know, our ultimate goal is going to be $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in order to be able to finish all the special effects and the color correction and the things that she spoke about, and you know, we're well on our way, you know, to achieving that goal. But we look forward to having as many people who'd like to join us on that path as possible.
Absolutely. And Miss Andretta Hamilton knows, because girlfriend has a B.A. from Harvard. Harvard, park your car in the Harvard yard. Harvard, and an M.F.A. from the University of Southern California. So when she says $50,000, that's $50,000 that we need, by God. So we want to raise funds. The film is in post-production, so it will be, whoever wants to take this question, it will be done, Andretta.
We're pushing for an end of April completion.
End of April completion.
End of April completion.
And then what's the goal after April? What do we do? For people who don't know what the process is.
Well, you know, it's gonna be an interesting process. You know, we're looking for the largest possible audience for this film. So, you know, part of our strategy is to go out to festivals, you know, and, you know, we have our favorites. I'm not going to say which one, because whoever takes us might be our favorite.
Well, it's got to be BFF, Burbank Film Festival, because I'm a screener, so I can get you in.
Absolutely.
I didn't say that.
Absolutely.
Say that at your favorite festival. Yes. And then, but obviously the festival route.
So, yes, mm-hmm. so we're gonna take the festival route. We're going to hopefully, you know, grow some buzz, grow an audience that way. And then we are going to have a theatrical debut. It probably will not be a huge debut, but we'd like to, you know, to open in a few theaters across the country mm-hmm. and to get some exposure that way. And then we'll be coming to a VOD platform near you mm-hmm. so that people can see the film from the comforts of their home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so it'll be sort of a multi-layer, distribution platform. But we're looking forward to, you know, as many people seeing this film as is possible.
Right. So is your goal not the silver screen, or it is the silver screen?
We are definitely going to the big screen. We don't presume to do a wide launch, but we would like to have a limited platform on the big screen. Somewhere in this country, you will be able to see As Evil Does on the big screen.
Wow. We are looking forward to it. And Andretta, just to finish it up, what was your experience like working on As Evil Does?
You know, this has been a wonderful experience. You know, what I love about Yolanda is that, you know, she knew what she wanted to do. And more importantly, Yolanda, she knows good people, and you have to be good people to know good people.
Right.
And so, you know, because of her relationships with Dorian and Mr. Cobbs, you know, because of her relationship with Tawan mm-hmm. and, you know, and some of the other members of the cast and crew, it really almost sort of made it impossible to say no.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. She's so easy to work for.
Very easy to work with.
She's not one of those crazy-ass directors.
You know?
With a damn whip.
She created such a great script, and she had such a strong vision for it
yeah.
that, you know, that as a producer, you know, when you're looking for a project, you're looking for where the passion is, mm-hmm. you know, and there was definitely passion, not only on her part, but on the actor's part.
Right.
And, you know, and that kind of passion is really easy to get behind, mm. you know, so, you know, when we were discussing it, you know, we wanted to do this at a budget level where we didn't have to wait mm-hmm. for permission.
Yeah.
You know, so we, you know, she finished the script and I was like, you know, we can do this. And we went out and we raised the money for production. And literally from the time she gave me the script to the first day of production, it was 3 months. And that's pretty tremendous.
That's good.
That's really tremendous.
There are so many people, no offense to these two actors, because they don't do that. They're obviously well established. But a lot of actors these days are coming into working on projects. They're vanity projects, or they're doing things just to get a demo reel, to get a clip. And once they become actor, and then they produce it, and then once it's done and they have it done and they've collected money from people, then they drop it and move on to something else. So that's what's great about Yolanda and everyone on the team.
Everybody is invested.
Follow through. It's not just a vanity project.
You know, we believe in this film and we believe in its potential.
Right.
You know, and everybody who's a part of this team is giving way more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something to the relationships behind everything too. The strong relationships in this whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Known each other for a long time, and that's the Steven Spielberg, Ron Howard way. When you find the good people to work for, you work for it. Oh, I got the gong. Uh-oh. It's time to go. Okay. So, As Evil Does the movie. Go to the website. Donate, donate, donate.
And I want to thank all the executive producers. Can I just name them?
Yeah, real quick.
And nobody works harder than Andrita.
That's true. Okay. The movie couldn't be made without her. I want to just thank some of the executive producers. Bill Cobbs, Ruben Rutland, Carolyn Ray, Tony Davis, Keisha Robinson, Rochelle Lucas, and Bill Bulware. There are others, our parents. We got to thank, Andrita and I have to thank our parents. They were a big part of this.
They opened the wallets, I would imagine. They whipped out the coins.
Especially Andrita's father.
He's really
the reason that we were able
Andretta.
To make the movie.
Oh, we know where to go for some cash, Albert, for my next project. We got to butter Andretta up.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Thank you, Bill Cobbs, you sexy devil, you, and Dorian Missick, the dark mystery lover man. And you are going to help us with social media. We look forward to you promoting it. And boy, I can't wait to meet you at the premiere. I hope to get there. Oh, by the way, I was a little associate producer on the project, so I'll be there to meet all of the cast eventually when we have the premiere. And thank you, everybody. Right. Dorian.
Thank you, Priscilla.
You are welcome, Bill Cobbs. Bill Cobbs and Dorian. Lauren Missick can be found on IMDb. Type them in. They're world known. You'll know it. Andrada is on Facebook. Tawan. Oh, I said it right. Tawan is on Facebook. Yolanda is on Facebook. So just type in As Evil Does the Movie and you will find them. Thank you, everybody. Say goodbye to your fans.
Bye. Bye. Shout out to my mom.
Bye.
That was fun.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.